Good morning. If you would, turn your hymn books to page 392. Sing verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. If by faith that's in my friend, trust in his promises, friend. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust him who leads you, he will keep your soul at all. Be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky, when it seems the fortunes of earth run and pass us by. There are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust him who leads you, he will keep your soul at home. Be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. Before we go and guide in prayer this morning, please turn your hymn books to page 365. 365. Sing the first and last verse. 1 and 3.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. You Savior.
Let's go to God in prayer. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father who art in heaven, God, we come to you this morning, God, first and foremost, thanking you, Lord, just for who you are. Thanking you for another day, thanking you for another day of life. Thanking you for allowing us to get up this morning, Father, and come and to be able to worship you, Father, in spirit and truth. Father, we thank you so much. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to once again fellowship today, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you. God, we just want to thank you for keeping us, God. We want to thank you, Father, for just being there, Father, for comforting us, Father, through all of the frustration, Father, through all of the anxiety, Father, through all of the doubt, Father, through all of the fear, God. You were right there, God. You were right there, Lord. That we didn't have to look far, Father. All we had to do, Father, was be on our knees, oh Lord. All we had to do, Father, was be on our face, oh Lord, and you was right there, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, oh Lord. God, we thank you for being here, God. God, at this time, God, we just want to ask you, God, to forgive us for our sins, Father, both known and unknown, God. We just want to say that we ask for forgiveness, God. We know, Father, that in this time that we felt doubt, we felt fear, Father. But, Father, we just want to ask for forgiveness at this time, Father. Father, we ask, we thank you for your son, Jesus, Father. We thank you for Jesus to come on this earth to die on the cross for remissions of sin, Father. We thank you for that. Father, at this time, Father, we ask that you would just bless those, Father, and keep those, Father, who have lost loved ones during this time, those who have been sick, Father, those who have just gone through so many hardships, Father. We ask that you will continue to bless them, keep your ever-loving arms around them, O Lord, Father, because we know that no one is greater than you, Father, that no one is bigger than you, Father, and no situation is bigger than you are, O God. God, we ask that you would bless the speaker at this time, Brother Skippy, Father, that we get a chance, the opportunity, Father, to hear his message that he is so prepared for this day, Father. And we ask, Father, that if any are in the audience today, Father, that his words touch them, O Lord, that they can become closer to you. Father, we ask that you bless the leadership of this congregation, Father, that with all the trials and tribulations that we've gone through, O Lord, that they have been able to keep this house sovereign, Father, for you, and in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless the continuance of this service, that everything that we do today, Father, is decent and in order and is pleasing unto thee. And Father, we ask that as we go on, Father, that we keep our eyes focused on you through this time and in all times, Father, in good and in bad, Father. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. We all say, amen.
Before we partake in the Lord's Supper this morning, please turn your hymnbook to page 504. 504. Sing verses 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
When he thank you.
Good morning. Look around you this morning and look at the brothers and sisters that we're finally able to be with, gathered as a family. Isn't it a wonderful thing that we're able to get together and to be able to gather around this table and partake of this communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the very one who gave his life on our behalf, that we might be able to be free of our sins. Think about that we're able to be free of our sins because of that sacrifice that he gave for us. And all he's asked us to do is to remember him every first day of the week. He's given us the bread, which represents his body that was battered and bruised. And he's given us the fruit of the vine, which represents his blood that was shed on that cursed tree. And we were able to remember him as a family each first day of the week, together once again. Let's go in prayer and thank him for this wonderful blessing that we have, that we're able to communicate with our God, and thank him for his wonderful sacrifice of his son, that we could be able to speak with him once again. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you that we're able to gather together. We thank you that we're able to be able to partake of the bread, your son's body, that we're able to remember his sacrifice that he gave for us, for we were not worthy, Father, of such a wonderful gift of life. We thank you for the blessings that we have, that we're able to be able to gather around your throne once again. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you will take out your packs and partake of the bread.
Let us give thanks for the cup. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son who made that ultimate sacrifice for us, who shed his precious blood for us in the remission of our sins. It's in your Son Jesus' name we do pray, and amen.
Amen. This concludes the Lord's Supper. Is there anyone that has not had a chance to be served? We also have the commandment to give back a portion of what we've been prospered through the week. Not a big thing that we give back, but it's an offering saying that, Father, we love you, and you've blessed us, and this is something that we can give back to you in return for you showing us the love that you have. For our cup truly does overflow with our blessings. So as we bow to him in prayer now, we ask that you think about giving back to our Lord and show him the love that you have in your heart for what we've been prospered. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you for the blessings that we do have. As a country, Father, we are truly blessed. As individuals, Father, we have been blessed even more, for we know that we are in your loving graces. Father, as we give back to you now, we ask that we do not give with a heart that's closed, but we fully give back to you as we've been prospered and what we've been able to find in our hearts to be able to give to you. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you would, mark your songbook to page 920. 920. That will be our song of encouragement. After marking that, please turn to page 971. 971. Then verses 1 and 3.
Trials are on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. For you guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand.
Scripture reading this morning will be taken from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. I have the New King James Translation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Good morning. God is good. Truly, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. Just one more time. It's good to see your eyes. Y'all to catch that. It's just, but I know it's some smiles. There's some smiles that's going on behind those eyes. And truly, we're just thankful to the God of heaven for his goodness and for his mercy. We just want to thank you for your cooperation in following the guidelines that have been set in place for safety and for health reasons. We just ask you to continue to be patient with us as we work through these things, that we're not going to get it right. We're still working on it. So just continue to just be patient with the leaders as we work through our worship service. The service will be uploaded on our website by 1 o'clock this afternoon. So just want to let you know it's still being recorded and it still will be uploaded. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day and for your blessings, for this opportunity you've given us to once again to assemble this morning. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being so good to us. And now as we open up your word, we pray that our minds are ready to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. We pray that we apply what we have learned today, that help us to be the Christians that you would have us to be. Continue to watch over us, lead us, and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're dealing with turbulent times. We are having difficult days. And those of us who have walked with the Lord a while recognize that life can be difficult and demanding even for the faithful. Just because you are saved doesn't mean you won't suffer. Just because you are sanctified doesn't mean you won't be victimized. Just because you are pure doesn't mean you won't have to deal with pain and problems. Just because you are holy doesn't mean you won't have any haters. This coronavirus really does not care if you are saved, sanctified, and on your way to heaven. This virus does not regard just how long you have been faithful. But my brothers and sisters, these are real stressful times in which we are living in today. And may I suggest to you that it is not an act of faith to disregard or ignore the impact of this virus on our everyday living. I suggest to you lovingly, but truthfully, it is presumptuous not to continue to take all the necessary precautions during the health crisis. Hear me when I tell you. I tell you that it is not the will of God for his children to ignore evidence and to take unnecessary risks. That's why we continue to encourage you, wash your hands, sterilize them often, practice social distances. I know that we want to hug, but we are in a new norm now. So we have to begin to practice and this social distancing, wearing masks and coughing into the sleeve of your arm and covering your mouth when you sneeze. But on the other hand, don't lose your faith during these crises. I declare if you are not careful, the crises, the challenges of life will try to rob you of your joy and steal your enthusiasm and snatch your song away. During times of trouble, when experiencing periods of pain and problems, we all need some encouragement. But the mistake that so many people make when they experience the dark nights of the soul is that they fail to seek God. And he's able and ever present, even in our darkest hours. When we fail to recognize that God's goodness and God's mercy. And that's what I want to talk about just for a few minutes this morning. Goodness and mercy. When you look at verse number 6, verse 6 starts out in Psalms 23. It starts out by saying, surely. Surely is a statement of confidence. Surely is a word of affirmation. He's not saying maybe. He is not saying perhaps, but surely. But then he says, goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy are attributes of God. Goodness cares for the temporal. Mercy cares for the spiritual. Goodness is the bounty of God. Mercy is the love of God. Goodness leads to repentance. Mercy leads to regeneration. Goodness convicts us of sin. Mercy offers regeneration. Goodness called the prodigal son to come back home. But mercy ran to meet the son. Goodness is God's hand. Mercy is God's heart. Goodness is his personal reveal. Mercy reveals his pity. Goodness is God's blessing. Mercy is God's forgiveness and his grace. And we need to understand this morning the significance of this statement. This is a promise of God, provisions and his willingness to take away our sins. God's nature dictates that he always treats his sheep with goodness. God's character dictates that he always is merciful. But the bottom line is that we will never experience anything different than whom and what God really is. And so this morning, we want to talk about goodness. And then we're going to talk about mercy. Surely, goodness will follow me. What does that mean? Good things will always come out of whatever happens, even out of the bad, even out of the evil, even out of the difficult. That is a great promise that God has given to all believers. In Romans 8 and 28, he says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. But I want you to understand this morning that all things do not work together for good to everybody in the world. Things work together for bad to those who do not try to do God's will in their lives. If we are trying to do God's will in our lives and obeying what he says, then we have that promise for the Lord that all things work together for good. In Psalms 31 and verse 19, the psalmist says something in Psalms 31 and verse number 19. When you begin to look at that particular verse, and I'm on my way there, in Psalms 31 and verse 19. I'm just giving y'all the time to get there. Psalms 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy God goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee, before the sons of men. Let me tell you what he means here. He means that for every person that will reverently fear him, that will trust him, that will rely on him as their only true source of strength and provision, he has an abundance of goodness that's waiting to give them. It's stored up. It's ready to be tapped into. And he will do it not merely in secret, but he'll do it right before the whole world. In other words, he'll bless you in front of everyone around you. And they all will know just how blessed that you are. And I think it's about time to obey the words of Psalms 107, which says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. I realize that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. But let me tell you something, that the life of fulfillment through Christ Jesus will bring on some of the greatest blessings in your life, far greater than any typical day-by-day thing like the air we breathe and the clothes that we put on our back. It's times when we normally fall into depression, but God brought us out. It's a time when we don't have any direction for life, but God guides us towards his will. It is times when your children are sick in the midnight hour and they need to be healed. It's the time when you lost your job and the bills are keep coming in. That's when you discover how great it is to be in a right relationship with the Lord. So that's goodness. But then there's mercy. You see, God's mercy, it means when I'm going through a valley, when I'm going through a difficult, when I'm going through a hard time, even one that I brought upon myself, God is there to help me out. Hebrews 4 and verse 16, he said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of the grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What I want you to picture this morning, I want you to picture a parent following a little child and picking up the mess after that child. God is constantly picking up our messes. God goes behind us, picking it up, putting things back together again, working it out, and taking care of our messes. That is the mercy of Almighty God. He said, mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Do you really know that God has a way for his angels of goodness and mercy to shatter your journey? See, have you ever experienced the feelings of life's knockout blow? People like doctors standing over you, counting to 10, saying, there is no hope. But before they wave the hands, before the bell is rung, goodness steps in and mercy comes running. The count is stopped and you are able to struggle to your feet. You are able to enter into life again. And people see you and they wonder, how did you get over? How did you make it through? All you can say is goodness and mercy. Oh, when you are in an accident, the car is all messed up. People see you and they say, I don't see how you survive. All you can say is goodness and mercy. That's why David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have the assurance that whatever we are faced with in this life, the assurance is goodness and mercy will follow me. If you're here this morning, you've not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are here because of goodness and mercy. He has given you another chance to get it right. See, what is the gospel that I got to believe? The gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once you hear the word of the gospel, you got to believe it to be true. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a reward of them that diligently seek him. Then you must be willing to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. Then go down in a watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Baptism is not sprinkling. It's not pouring water over the head. But Romans 6:3-4, baptism is a burial. When you go down in that water, you come up out of that water, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And then the Lord adds you to his church. Acts 2:47, what church? The church that he promised to build in Matthew 16:18. The church that he purchased with his own precious blood, Acts 20:28. The church that he is the head of, that he's the Savior, he loved it, and he's coming back for it. Ephesians 5:23. through verse 27. And then you got to live faithfully. Live faithfully unto death. Then you'll receive a crown of life. If you're here this morning, you're a Christian. Not been living as a Christian should. Goodness and mercy has allowed you to be here today to make it right. Whatever the case may be, God has been good to us. Don't put it off, but obey him today while we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Let's bow, please. Dear Father, we thank you for this glorious day and for allowing us to be back in body, and we pray in spirit. Pray, dear Father, that you'll be with us in this congregation, that we'll be the kind of Christians that will bring others to you. We also offer a special prayer at this time, dear Father, for Skylar and for Jerome, that this accident will not take her life, nor will it lead to his death. We pray, dear Father, for the sick of our number and for the sick around the world, that they may rely upon your comfort, upon your healing hand. And help us, dear Father, that we'll not challenge you, that we'll respect you and all of the things of the creation, even the bad things that grow out from time to time to strike at us. Pray, dear Father, that we'll learn to love one another more than we have in the past, not only brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, but our brothers of mankind, that we may throw the hate away, that we'll try to be colorblind, and that we'll have a just society based upon the principles that you have taught us. Help us, dear Father, to live in a way day to day that we can be proud of, but mainly that you will be proud of. Guide us, dear Father, and bring us back again that we may continue to grow in faith and in spirit, and bring forth the day, dear Father, when we can gather without these masks. For we ask in Christ Jesus' name, amen.